Welcome to The Educated Investor, brought to you by the Householder Group Estate and Retirement Planning. At Cishon Financial, Regional Vice President David Cishon takes a proactive approach to helping you develop a strategy to address your financial goals and objectives using the most efficient methods available. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley and David Cishon.
Welcome to The Educated Investor. As mentioned, our show is brought to you by the Householder Group, Estate and Retirement Specialist. And it's always good to have Mr. David Cishon on with us each week. David, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, Scott. How you doing this week?
I'm doing well. So far, so good. Hey.
Good.
So far. Oh, man. How was your weekend?
A long ways to go.
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, it was busy a little bit, you know. What it means, it's one closer weekend to the fall.
Absolutely, and we both love that time of year, don't we?
We do.
For sure. Well, Dave, we're going to talk a little bit today about just getting that whole financial team together, how you pick out a financial planner. And, you know, we've discussed this on the show many times, but there are so many types of, you know, wealth advisors, financial planner, whatever. I mean, there's so many different titles and initials after names. So help us out a little bit for, you know, just trying to go about picking that financial planner, which I highly recommend, Cishon Financial. But let's just talk about that a minute.
Yeah, no, well, that's fine. I people need to have someone in this arena that they can trust, and that's the key word, trust.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people out there that are in the financial service industries that don't do planning. They might sell certain types of products. They might do certain types of support and services. Some of the thought process that goes behind all of this is to try to get someone who has access to or is involved with a team, and a team meaning different participants that you as a client will want to use. And we'll talk about that in a second. And of course, there, like I say, there's a lot of different types of advisors out there, insurance people and so forth.
Right.
And one of the things that I recommend to people is that whoever you choose, and however you choose them, for example, the person should at least be a fiduciary, okay? Mm-hmm. And a fiduciary is an individual that has to put the client's interest first, has to disclose any and all conflicts of interest, period, before he even makes a recommendation, if there is any. And a fiduciary, you know, has to be able to stand in front of a judge in a court and tell that judge why he's made these recommendations if they were called on to that point.
Right.
So it's a serious kind of thing to have happen in fiduciaries, and fiduciaries are people that belong to or associated with registered investment advisory firms. Like Householder Group is a registered investment advisory firm. We're always been under the rule of fiduciary, and always had to portray our role as being involved with the client for their best interest at any point in time. So, you know, it's just not picking a stockbroker who can make trades, or someone that's can sell some kind of financial service. It has to have that term in my mind as fiduciary, and have to have the credentials behind it.
Sure.
For example, like Certified Financial Planner, CFP. But again, the main thing is a knowledgeable person that you can trust, mm-hmm. and that takes time to investigate and look at.
Now, are there ways people can check out, I don't know if that would that be
yes.
with DORA, or who would that be with to check out financial planner?
Normally, if you're talking about a fiduciary financial advisor, you're talking about people that can either charge a fee for their services or get paid a commission for the sale of products. And if you're selling securities, you have to be registered with the Financial Regulatory Authority, they're called FINRA. Mm-hmm. And if you can charge a fee or an affiliated with a registered investment advisory firm, you are also under the purview of the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC. And you can go to both websites and put in the name. They make it very easy for you to check on advisors and put in their name or their firm name and their name, and it will bring up all the information that anybody would be interested in seeing in order to determine that the person is legitimate and see if there's any problems in his background or not.
Right. Okay, good deal.
Yep.
All right, let's kind of talk about, the members of the team, I guess we'll call it, and all that, and just try to get the right order and who all would be involved in that. I mean, we got our offensive coaches, defensive coaches, special teams, a lot of that makes up. So who makes up our team?
Yeah, well, that's the point. It can be a number of different people. It can be an individual who plays the parts of several. The whole key, in my estimation, is that you want someone that can, like, act as the hub on a wheel to be able to pull in certain aspects of financial planning. For example, maybe the individual, the captain of the team, is a true financial planner who has all of the requisites and history and back education to be able to be a financial planner. He's qualified as a planner, and so he knows, as a financial planner, you know all the parts and to play. For example, so you could become the captain of the team, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes that financial planner is also the investment specialist, someone who really understands investments. So he'll wear two hats, planning hat, which might be to determine how much income you need and where it's coming from down the stream, how to pay off certain debts, what order. Financial planning encompasses five areas of financial planning, and we've spoken about those in the past, but he probably is also an investment specialist,
mm-hmm.
who can implement certain investment programs that the client may want. Now, tax professional is a CPA or someone of that ilk who does taxes, who understands taxes, and therefore can be involved in all aspects of the financial plan as needed.
Right.
And typically they'll use, the person's CPA. I mean, here we have access to CPAs that will help, and we also have access to CPAs that are outside of our firm. And I don't mind working with a client CPA because we want to keep them informed of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that financial planner might also be the investment specialist. Rarely is he a tax professional, although that can happen. So having someone on a team that's a CPA is a good addition. Life insurance professional. If there's a need for life insurance, some of the advisors will bring in their life insurance specialist they work with, or the firm itself might have facilities to do life insurance. Many
right.
of them do. But that's another type of professional. And then you have a professional insurance agent for what we call property and casualty, insurance on your cars, on your homes, physical assets that you can have insurance on. And that normally is a separate person, an independent insurance agent that specializes in property and casualty, because they can save clients a lot of money, and especially in Colorado now, these homeowners insurance costs are going through the ceiling because of we got fire, we got hail, we got all this stuff that's taken effect, and the insurance companies aren't leaving it to the imagination. They're raising these rates, so that's also a possible player on the team. And then health and disability specialists. Well, many times a professional in the property and casualty or even in life insurance might have a facility where in his group he has a special person dedicated to Medicare and Medicaid and things like that, or disability. And again, you can have a separate individual person just do that as be part of the team in case it's needed. Of course, estate planning attorney is critical in the documentation that's going to be required. You know, when you're finished with your assets, Scott, where do you want the monies to go? Where do you want the assets to go? So the estate planning attorney will write the documents and normally is very insightful in providing alternatives, choices within the documents, so people really can tailor things to their own situation very nicely. Estate planning attorney is a pretty important guy. And I tend to counsel my clients in the idea of, yes, you have an attorney, you've known him for years, be happy to work with him. Is he an estate planning attorney, or does he just do it on the side?
Right.
And I tend to tell people that they really should have someone that specializes, an attorney that's all they do is estate planning.
Yeah, fully agree.
Attorney.
Yes, sir.
And they're worth their weight in gold, and they're very effective in the overall scenario.
Right.
And then sometimes if the estate plan recommends that we have a trust set up for the clients, then we'd want to have, it can happen that they want, as a backup, a trust administrator, maybe a trust company, several trust companies here in Denver that we use. Well, they'll be the entity that, if certain things happen, they will step in and help manage the assets for the estate. If, say, the husband and the wife both pass or whatever the conditions are, or if the estate is large enough, they may want to have a trust administrator to hold the assets. And that's, again, kind of like a trust company, like, you know, Colorado Trust or something like
right.
that.
Are you seeing trust used more, you know, over these last few years than in the past 10 years? Or has trust always been a very good thing in this financial planning world for some people?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's been around for a long, long time. But what we're seeing more now is people are using a trust not so much because they've got a ton of assets, but we're seeing more and more people, especially the last 5 years, that want to have a trust so that there's no aggravation.
Right.
There's no problems at the end of the day. They don't put the burden on the kids. Or on one kid, or two out of three, or whatever the case might be. They want the effect, and I'm talking not as an attorney, but what they want is, at the end of the day, if something happens, they want the assets to go where they want. They don't want any arguing. They don't want any legal infringement coming up. So they'll do a trust. And again, some of the benefits, if someone does do a trust, and it's not just for large assets, it's for these other reasons that I just spoke of, where, you know, they want to make it smooth, they'll have a trust done today. Now, a trust will cost more than a will and the normal documents that surround the will, and it might cost somebody $5,000 or $4,000. Now, if you go downtown, you probably pay $15,000 down there, and where you are in Denver, you know. But normal attorneys,
right.
that we work with is much less, and they'll actually help make sure that the assets are put in the trust.
Right.
But that's just a trust kind of a scenario, and we're seeing more because of those reasons of just trying to make it smooth, because you know, a trust doesn't die. So when a person dies, it's a non-legal event from the trust standpoint.
Sure.
Trust just continues the next day.
Right. You're listening to The Educated Investor. David C. Shine is our guest. Their number is 720-482-1917. 720-482-1917. When you call, let them know you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio and The Educated Investor, and we'd appreciate that. And you know, David, a lot of people want to give to charities. I mean, we've seen where people have given, you know, millions to Denver Dumb Friends League.
Yeah.
And I'm all for whatever. But I mean, how... For people that want to give a lot to specific charities, is that stuff put in a trust when they die, or is that just something in their plan?
Well, it could be both ways. You could do it as on a current basis, and there's a whole topic area for giving, charitable giving, and there's all sorts of tools that can be used, and most of those tools depend on your entire state situation, what you're trying to achieve.
Okay.
You can donate to a charity just like you and I do, you know, send them some cash and so forth or whatever we want to do, or give them some appreciated securities that they can go ahead and cash out and spend the money and there's no tax. There's different types of trust that can be set up for charitable giving. But it would take several days of discussion on your show
yes,
to get
sir.
Through those
sure.
specialist kinds of things. But, I mean, you could make them so that you give a donation. Now you still get income off of it, and then you can get a big deduction on taxes. But most importantly is because of this, you know, exemption that we have on our income taxes where we get a deduction, when we do our income taxes, a standard deduction, which is like $25,000, I think, now or so, we can't get to deduct the contributions that we give to these charitable institutions unless we give enough to surpass the standard deductions that the government gives us now.
Right.
And that's what we're seeing people, I guess, backing away from supporting charities as they once have. We see more and more people doing less and less. That's not across the board, but just in some of the experiences that we've seen, because they can't get that deduction any longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's another topic.
Sure. So, you know, when you look back and, you know, touching back on this estate planning and just a show I do with another gentleman, you know, he always talks about that financial power of attorney, medical power of attorney.
Yep.
You know, just being crucial documents. So, I mean, I'm sure you've seen situations where people, you know, maybe had a few of these things lined up from other places or whatever they thought and didn't have this piece. And, boy, to have just this, all these different pieces to this pie, so to speak, are really important to having a complete financial plan.
Yeah, it's very important because when you need it, you can't create it then. It's too late.
Sure.
So it's good to have it in place and from time to time just check on it and do a quick review to make sure things are the way you really want them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these documents are state run. You know, a trust is federal, but a will is state. These ancillary documents are state run documents, powers of financial and medical powers of attorney and so forth. Living will. So you want to check them from time to time, and most of the attorneys will give free consultations to check, make sure that they're up to snuff. We do it a lot for clients. It doesn't cost them anything to make sure that things are the way they want them and in place. So yeah, these documents are important to have, and they solve a lot of issues at a time where you don't need additional problems.
All right. Once again, the number is 720-482-1917 at cichonfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com is David's website. And David, you know, looking at a couple of these areas real quick, and then I want to talk about a couple of events you've got coming up. But, you know, that health and disability side, my goodness, I don't know when all the health insurance and all that stuff has just been so crazy, and who knows where it's going to go these next, you know, 5 to 10 years.
Well, we don't know, but it's going up.
Yeah, you can bet on that.
Cost isn't going down, you know. and especially in this health arena. There was an article in the Denver Bugle this weekend about the hospitals where the law was passed and they're supposed to be posting their costs for their different procedures so the public knows, and you and I can see those costs in advance. And even though the law was passed, a lot of these hospitals are refusing to do that. They're refusing to post. And they gave one example. I won't mention the hospital, but you could get an MRI on your knee anywhere from $600 to $4,200.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is what's driving healthcare costs out of sight. In addition to the aging of our country, you know, we've got 10,000 people a day turning 65 for the next 17 years. And so all that's having an effect, and you really do need a good understanding of your particular coverages to make good decisions so that you don't find yourself in a big financial hole because you didn't have X covered or Y covered healthcare-wise.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. All right. We've got a couple of cool events coming up here, and like I say, it's hard to believe we're in the fall already, but we are here. So Wednesday, September the 8th at 6 p.m. or Tuesday, September 14th at 6 p.m. at Eddie Merlot's. Tell us a little bit about this event.
Yeah, we're doing our public seminars, and we do a fair amount all throughout the year. And unlike most free dinners that people get invited to, this really is educational. We're not out there trying to sell product or service A, B, or C. We're out there doing our financial planning seminars to educate people on some of the pitfalls that they forget about or are facing or will face and how to solve them. And so we have a dinner, and we make sure that we follow the restaurant's rules, social interactions, and making sure they're vaccinated and that kind of thing. But we have a dinner, and it's a very nice dinner at Eddie Merlot's. And typically the night runs, people will come in, they'll sit down and listen to me speak for about an hour, and then they have dinner, and then I answer their, go around to their tables, answer questions for them. And it's a pleasant time. And We like you said, it's going to be 6 o'clock prompt on September the 8th, and then 6 o'clock prompt on September 14th, and again, people call in and reserve their table or seats, and learn a lot of good information, and hear things that they haven't heard.
Right. The number is 800-815-3081, and this is answered 24/7, so don't worry about the time of day. But if you're right there right now by your phone, call them, 800-815-3081, and just let them know whether you would like the dinner on September 8th, which is Wednesday at 6 p.m., or September 14th, which is a Tuesday at 6 p.m., and once again, that is at Eddie Merlot's here in the Denver Tech Center area. And some of the things they'll be discussing, whether your assets are absolutely protected, IRA conversion techniques that may eliminate your income taxes, strategies to ensure your assets last a lifetime, whether the IRS is the primary beneficiary of your IRA or 401k, and how to legally postpone those required minimum distributions. All right, so this will be a great night. And hey, David's a great speaker, and I promise you, this is not like some big seminar thing. Okay, this is a very conversational thing, interactive. And David, I know we'll do a great job there. And Dave, when you just think about all this post-pandemic stuff, and you've talked about this too, all this money we're handing out, who knows on tax stuff. So this is just, and here's what I love about the way you've done this ever since we've been doing this show for a number of years now, but, you just want people to be educated, show them their options, and what they do with it then is their business. But, at least everybody can say, hey, man, he told me.
Well, that's just it. Just think, you can do a lot more with a little information, and you have to be kept current. I mean, current, this is kind of a funny example, but one of the things you mentioned, how to legally postpone RMDs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 5 years ago, this law was passed. People still don't recognize it, don't understand it, and say they never heard of it. And it allows anybody who has required minimum distribution or will have to postpone those RMDs, even if they're currently taking them, to a future point in time. You don't have to take it all out. And everybody thinks they do. And this is over 5 years this law has been passed. And I will ask them in the seminar, raise your hands if you've heard of this new law and that you can now postpone taking some of your RMDs out. No one will raise their hands. I haven't seen it yet. So this is an educational approach because education is the great equalizer. There's no question about it.
Absolutely.
And so people will be able to do that and learn and ask their questions and get, like, real answers.
Right. So once again, 55 and older, please. I'd like to attend this complimentary dinner and retirement presentation brought to you by Cishon Financial and the Householder Group. All you have to do is call 800-815-3081. It is Wednesday, September 8th at Eddie Merlot's, 6 p.m., or September 14th, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eddie Merlot's is located at 10110 East Dry Creek Road in Englewood. And I promise you, it will be a great, great time. So, David, as always, sir, we appreciate your time. Thank you for the great information, and we'll look forward to our visit next week, sir.
All right, Scott, stay healthy.
All right, you as well. That is David Cishon, CishonFinancialServices.com. Their number, 720-482-1917.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Some skills you only develop through practice. In October of this year, Kevin Flesh of Flesh & Beck Law celebrates 25 years defending both civil and criminal cases. He has earned the tagline, trial tested, trial ready. In civil cases, such as personal injury, your attorney has the burden of proof to persuade a jury that you deserve a certain sum of money in return for your pain and suffering. However, because only a small percentage of personal injury cases go to trial, most personal injury attorneys do not spend much time in the courtroom over the course of their careers. Kevin Flesh stands apart from the rest because he represents both criminal and civil cases. After an estimated couple hundred jury trials, Kevin has learned how a jury reacts to evidence. He knows how to gauge how much money a jury will likely award in your case. Trial tested, trial ready for 25 years. Kevin Flesh of Flesh & Beck Law. Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886.
This is Chris Kane with 303 Roofer. If you have an insurance claim on your roof and want to keep some of that money in your pocket, give us a call and we'll give you a cash bid to replace your roof. You pay insurance every month and now insurance has paid you. It's your money and we understand that. So give us a call at 303-390-1382 or visit our website, 303roofer.com.
You're listening to KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
Welcome to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad you're with us, and our show is brought to you by Integrated Health Systems, as mentioned in the open there, and we are always glad to have Lindsay Williams on with us. She is the nutritionist at Integrated Health Systems, and among many other titles she has. But Lindsay, great to have you back on. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You know, when you just think of the nutrition side of things and diet, and it seems like every time I have Dr. Stedman, Dr. Maynard on, somewhere, no matter what we're talking about in a health condition, diet usually plays a role.
Yeah.
Man, that's a bummer.
It kind of is.
Golly, it really is. So, but it is an important part, and I think, you know, and doing a show that I do it with a doctor in Dallas, we just did one this last week, and he talked about, you know, hey, you want to fight this COVID thing and all these viruses and flu and all these different things, get healthy. I mean, eat right, mm-hmm. You know, make sure,
yeah,
your vitamin D is good. So this really is, to me, kind of the foundation of health is us learning how to eat right.
Yeah, I think you just said it perfectly. It is very foundational. Dr. Maynard Stedman and I were talking the other day in the office, and it's like, look, we were talking with a patient. We can tackle this from rehab and supplements and this and that, but if you have something going against you, it doesn't matter what we do, we can't get any advances in your health. And one of those things going against you can be your nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, so let's kind of get into it. And I want to get into a couple of terms that we hear quite a bit about and just get your thoughts on them. But we hear something called macronutrients and micronutrients. So in layman terms, so a Texas guy can understand, don't get too technical on me. Okay, what does that mean, macronutrients and micronutrients?
So I'm a very visual person. I like to see things in pictures. So this is a great graph you can look up. But really the micronutrients are kind of your big pillars. They will be the big pillars that your foundation of nutrition sits on. So you have three of them: carbohydrates, proteins, and fats.
Okay.
And it's that simple. We can make it a whole lot more complicated, but you have to have carbs, proteins, and fats in order for your body to grow, repair itself and heal, and metabolization, which is burning energy, burning sugars, burning fats, burning proteins, so that you can get energy and your body can do what it was designed to do. So those three things are your basic macros.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be broken down even in those categories, but that's the big simplification. And then micronutrients is kind of more your little, think of it as your little stones that you would put around your foundation to kind of help shore things up. They're not going to provide all the support, but without them, you may get some shifting of your foundation. And those are going to be your vitamins and minerals.
Okay.
And it's that simple.
Okay. That's pretty easy then. All right. Let's also break down, and we all hear carb, protein, fats, and all that, but and probably most people realize what carbs are and the proteins, but sometimes we hear the term good fats. So, you know, fats, mm-hmm, as you said, are good. But let's start with the carb side. And, you know, there's so many, you know, quote, diets out there that people get on, and some are, you know, no carb, and then some, you know, all protein. And, I mean, so I don't know. What's the best approach to just, you know, like I say, this whole deal of getting your weight under control and what you should eat, too?
Yeah, it does. It goes down a rabbit hole, and there are tons of diets. And that's the uniqueness about all of us. you may do better with more protein in your diet and feel like you have more energy and you don't feel as sluggish, but I may do better with a more fat-based diet. So to go back to the original, fats are good, but they have to be the right kind of fats. So fats are essential in our body for lubricating your joints. They help your organs produce hormones. That's key. I don't think people realize that. If you go no fat, low fat, you can significantly impact hormones you produce. And I'm not just talking about sex hormones, female and male hormones.
Right.
Cortisol, we have other steroid-type hormones that we naturally produce that are needed in our body. Cholesterol, all those things come from fats. Fats also enable the body to absorb vitamins. So you could take all the vitamins you want, but if you're not getting enough fat, you can't even break them down and utilize what you're taking. Fats also help reduce inflammation. So I think that one's key. And they're great for preserving your brain health. So it comes down to the kinds of fats. Olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil can be a little controversial, but it tends to fall more on the better side of oils. The bad fats that we consume way too much of, especially here in the States, are vegetable oils, canola oils, corn oil, soy oils, all those types of unsaturated fats, we call them. Saturated fats are more the bad fats, and those don't really give us any nutritional value. All they do is exactly opposite of what you're trying to do. They increase inflammation. They increase obesity. There's not a lot for your body to utilize from those saturated fats.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to stick to the unsaturated fats.
Right. Now, is this true just about for everyone as far as just kind of the rules, so to speak? I realize everybody may need to eat different, you know, portions of different things, but what you're saying about kind of these laws of carbs and proteins and fats, all of that's pretty true for everyone, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. You're spot on. The proportion may be a little bit different, but if you cut out an entire grouping, something in your body is going to start not to work correctly.
Right.
Because they all provide some type of value that your body utilizes to break down, maybe to get to another step in your body,
mm-hmm.
like fats do, but they're necessary. And you can't go without all of these.
Okay. Lindsay Williams is our guest. Your Health Matters is our show. Integrated Health Systems is who sponsors us. Their number, 303-781-5617. And it's always a free initial consult with Lindsay, by the way, if you would like to start getting control of your health here. And, you know, I think a lot of people are funny about this. They just try to start new things in January and never look at any other options. And I think, you know, sometimes you see, hey, boy, okay, summer's just about over here, and here we are getting into fall now. And so,
yeah.
You know, man, what a great time to me to come in and see you, get on something, go into the holidays maybe healthier than you've ever done, and then you won't want to eat bad and do stuff all through November and Thanksgiving and start out the new year good. But you can start that new year today. That's easy.
That's very easy. It doesn't have to be the January 1 mark. And I love that, going into the winter healthy, the best you've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
You will probably have less colds, feel less flu-like over the winter. It's really, really important to set a good foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So when people come to you, and again, this doctor, he said, I hate when people come in and go, what's the best diet? Because that tells me they're looking for something temporary. Okay, so I'm sure you probably have the same feeling there. But when people come to you about a diet, I mean, you know, and male and female, males are different. I mean, good night. Most time a guy can drop, you know, 10 pounds in a week, and it may take a woman 90 days to do that, you know. So how do you go about, you know, in a consultation with someone, they're wanting to lose, you know, 20, 25 pounds, and really researching and trying to figure out what diet would be good with them. Does it start with maybe some some blood work and different things, just to first of all get a baseline of what's going on with them?
Yeah, you got to start with the basics. So I have to sit and talk with you and kind of evaluate where you at right now. We can't wish for something else. This is your reality. So we got to start with where you are. And if I tell you to, 180 your entire lifestyle, for some people that freaks them out and they're like, nope, I'm out the door. Other people are like, yeah, they're gung-ho about it and that's the way they want to go. So it's finding what works to keep the person on track. Some people need just baby steps. Hey, let's just work on, hey, just give me a food diary for 3 days and let me see where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Other people are, what if I cut out the creamer in my coffee? I had a guy do that this past 2 weeks. He just changed how much creamer he was putting in his coffee, and he's dropped 8 pounds. Again, like we said, guys can drop weight drastically, but
sure,
that was a baby step for him, and that was kind of all he could handle. And so we just started there. And because it was such a positive response for him, now he's excited about, okay, what do I do next? What do I do next? So it's finding where are you at, what's your reality, where do you want to go, and how can I get you there safely without causing harm? And do it in such a way that you stay motivated.
If right.
you, when you hit pose, everybody's like, I'm out. This is too hard. I don't want to do it anymore. It's boring. So how do I keep you motivated in that process?
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times, we're unrealistic in our goal. We walk in and see you and we go, okay, I want to lose, 50 pounds or 40 pounds. Well, first of all, that's a lot, okay? And there's nothing wrong with having that goal. But, approaching it to where you go, you know what, man, let's go after 12 pounds and let's just, let's think
yeah.
of it in increments
yeah.
like that. Because I think that, and people got to understand, hey, we're probably all going to eat something we shouldn't during a time that we're doing something, but just get back to it. I mean, we're human, but it does take discipline,
yeah.
but I have found that it is 1,000% mental. It is.
It really is. Because when we do fall off the wagon, we go, oh, I screwed that up. Life's over. We throw the baby out with the bathwater instead mm-hmm. of just getting right back on the horse and trying again at the next meal
right.
or the next exercise workout. Yeah.
Sure. Once again, Lindsay Williams is with us. Their number, 303-781-5617. And if you would like to get an appointment with her, as I mentioned, it is a free consultation, and they will take great care of you. So let's talk about kind of the whole supplement vitamin thing. I mean, good night. I can't imagine the bazillions of dollars that are involved in supplements and all. And I'm afraid there's so many, and you never know where they come from. And I think people got to be, either very knowledgeable and knowing the ingredients that they're reading on bottles or getting them somewhere, just like from Integrated Health Systems where you guys do all the checking on them. But, mm-hmm. supplements are good and vitamins are good, but man, you got to be careful where they're from, first of all, right?
I think that's an excellent point. Yeah. People can put anything they want in them because they are not FDA regulated. They can do anything they want. So you do have to be very, very careful about the source. And Amazon is huge. Everybody loves Amazon. And a lot of times they beat prices of other places for what the same brand. And it may be. But because of how things are sold and bought on Amazon, it can literally, you go on into, hey, I'm going to buy 10 of those. And you turn around and sell them on Amazon for double. It happens to be a legit product, but you just doubled the price because of how it's being sold. So, yeah, there's a lot of variation within that realm.
Sure.
And I feel bad for people because they're trying to do the right thing. They're reading. They're trying to say that. I think I've said this before on the show. There's good, better, best qualities of things.
Right.
And we want to find the best quality at the best price we can. Sometimes you can take poor quality supplements or vitamins And you can take them forever and have no effect, no change, nothing happens. It could be the quality of it was poor, which meant that you then couldn't absorb anything because there was nothing to absorb.
Right.
But if you take something that has a higher quality that's been triple verified, that ingredients are checked, there is a quality assessment that, or the strength, you may see effects a lot sooner than you would for that lower quality, lower grade of the exact same thing.
No, sure, absolutely. So what are the big things that, you know, I would say most of the time that people need as far as from the supplement side, and then we'll flip over to vitamins, but what are some of the things that people are needing when they come in? I know you guys are talking about autoimmune stuff a whole lot this month, and I know we'll talk about your webinar here in a minute, but just what are some of the popular supplements, I guess?
Oh, that's a great question. The ones you always hear tossed out or people taking are omega-3s, fish oil. Fantastic. It's a huge anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that the quality has to be there or it doesn't really give you the effect that you're looking for.
Right.
A lot of people take B vitamins, and those can range from just a specific B vitamin like B6 to a B complex, which has the wide variety in it. And they are very necessary, especially if the person is vegan or eats primarily vegetarian. The plant-based foods don't contain enough protein. They just don't. And it's very, very hard for vegans, plant-based eaters, to get enough protein. So they will oftentimes supplement with B vitamins to try and make sure that they're getting enough. Another common one, I think, would be turmeric has become very popular.
Yeah, you hear a lot about that.
Yeah, it's very popular. It's a huge anti-inflammatory, and it's kind of seen as this golden child, if you will, of everybody's got to have turmeric. It helps with everything, and it does, but they're also finding that how it's produced, the form that it's in, the other ingredients that are in it, meaning how it's carried, is it supplement, is it liquid, is it have other oils in it, all those things really matter, and they impact how much of the turmeric you can actually absorb in the first place. So it's very, very interesting that we as a culture have bought into, I'm going to buy these supplements, I'm going to take these vitamins, that means I'm healthy. But we haven't really dug into what is the right dose, what is the right quality, how do I need to take it? And there's research out there on all these things, but there's never been a consensus, if you will.
Sure. And, you know, millions of opinions. But what I love, you know, about integrated health systems is, I mean, you know, the different aspects that you guys see every day with all the different conditions, and then you guys get together, get to talk about patients. So Dr. Maynard may have a view, Dr. Stedman, you yourself, but then when you come in, you guys are all working toward getting that patient better, no matter what they're there to see you for. And to me, we're not having to run around as a patient to, you know, three different doctors. You know, we're not having to go find a nutritionist, we're not having to go find, you know, a chiropractor, we're not having to go find somebody that understands a brain injury. I mean, we got it all right there. That's what's super cool.
I do love our team approach, and we have patients come in all the time with, I'm talking bags of supplements and vitamins that they've been on, some of them years, because they read something somewhere, because they were trying to be a health advocate for themselves, or maybe another healthcare professional said, hey, you should try this.
Mm-hmm.
They come in with the bags, and I literally sit down and pull them all out, and we discuss, why are you taking this? How long have you been on it? Do you think it's impacting you? Because it's honestly, most of the patients say, I can't tell the difference. So it's not that we're going to start from scratch, but we then start educating. This is the role that this vitamin or supplement plays for you. Let's see if we can cut it down. Let's see if we can maybe find something else that has three or four of these together. Because when you take 15, 20, 30 pills a day, that becomes a full-time job.
No doubt. Absolutely.
And we definitely want you getting it from food sources first. And supplements are meant to be that. Supplements, which means they are temporary. There are ones like omega-3s, things like that, that we may recommend more long-term. But that is the goal, that they should be supplemental.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk about this live panel coming up on August 31st, which is Tuesday at 6 p.m. on autoimmune disease. And so, you know, this certainly fits into what you deal with, because I'm sure you deal a lot with people on their nutrition when they have autoimmune diseases. So kind of talk about maybe some of the top two or three things people are going through with autoimmune that maybe you're helping with nutrition.
Yeah, I'm actually super excited about this live panel. This is kind of my passion, my heart. Is very personal to me. And so we do treat a lot of autoimmune patients. So in the there's over 100 autoimmune disorders, diseases, and everybody even kind of, there's controversy in that, like what they actually say is a disease or what's a disorder or what's just a syndrome. So there's wide variety in that. The autoimmune disorders usually affect more women than men, but they can affect men. On average, it takes a person 10 years to get diagnosed.
Wow.
So in those 10 years, think about how many physicians you've been to, how much you've been bounced around, blown off, told it's in your head, told it's just a weight issue. And then people end up in our office basically on their last and going, I don't know what to do. And so we start on some of the basics, the nutrition pieces. There are diet plans that are designed specifically for autoimmune patients, and there's research behind that, that we know certain foods, gluten, dairy, grains, nightshades, can cause inflammation in the body. And autoimmune disorders are driven by inflammation. So if we can work on bringing that inflammation down by a piece of your foundation, then maybe we can impact how active your autoimmune disorder is. But that's not the only way to do that. There are different ways to tackle it. But again, most autoimmune patients feel so sick that they're not eating. So not only are you eating the wrong things, things that are inflammatory, but you're not eating enough, so your body can't even heal. And then you just get stuck in this vicious cycle. So that's kind of the angle that I approach it.
Sure.
We work on the inflammation a lot, because autoimmune diseases, that's how they're driven. So we work on supporting the immune system through food and nutrition and supplements.
Right. And I'm not saying, you know, if you eat perfect, you're not going to get an autoimmune disease, but I'm saying this. I think if we do take care of the first part of our conversation, you know, it's going to really help you out. Because, you know, when we look at different things that we talked about, oh, you got to do this, you got to do this to kind of maybe start eating healthier. Right now, it's a choice, right? But if we don't do something and we end up getting, you know, diabetes or something, then it's not a choice. And that's when it's really not fun, okay, when it's just totally changed your life. So at least right now, you get the chances to make the decisions to eat better, right?
Exactly. There's in the autoimmune world, I like to say, you never know what's coming next. Mm-hmm. It is a roller coaster all the time, and lab work doesn't always line up with how a person feels, or vice versa. Lab work can look horrible, and the person's like, I don't feel that bad. So it's kind of like a surprise all the time in the autoimmune world, but you want to control what you can, and one of the things you can control is what you're putting in your mouth.
Yep, absolutely. Once again, if you're just joining us, Lindsay Williams is with us. She is the nutritionist, Integrated Health Systems. I hope you'll join this live panel on August 31st at 6 p.m. Just call the office, 303-781-5617. They'll get you signed up for it. There's no commitment. They're not going to ask you for information. Hey, they just want to give you the details how to join this webinar. It is interactive, so you'll be able to ask questions, and it will be very informative with their whole team at Integrated Health Systems. And, you know, looking at this with just, you know, taking control of, and I think hopefully more people are kind of looking into this now with everything we've been through this last year and a half of, you know, just understanding their bodies, understanding health a little bit more. I mean, it's hard to know where to get information and who you can trust about all these different things with the vaccine and all the different things like that. And don't even want to get into all that right now. But, I mean, it's just a... What you can't control is your health, though. And when you talk about people getting the COVID thing, this, again, the doctor I do a show with, so many people, they talk about underlying conditions. Number one of them, you know, is overweight and just, you know, not being healthy. So, but I'm sure you have some people that walk into your office that you get to start dealing with, and all of a sudden, you know, they're healthy. They may be runners. They may be, you know, weightlifters, but they're healthy, and all of a sudden now they've got this autoimmune disease.
Yeah. It's true. You can do everything right and still get cancer. Mm-hmm. You can do everything right and still end up with an autoimmune disease. But I think the piece that's really important to understand is that you are still in control of certain things, and doing those things is important. What I have seen is that people that are doing what they can, they're exercising, they're eating right, they're taking supplements potentially if they're lacking somewhere, they tend to delay disease onset.
Right.
You can't control your genetics. They were what they were, but you do get to control, do they turn on or do you keep them turned off? And I think that's really important for people, because we like to say, oh, everybody in my family is this way. This is how I was raised. But you have control over that, and it is your responsibility to take control of that.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Lindsay, always great information. And, you know, one thing I love about, you know, it seems like with you, or not seems like, I shouldn't say that. Let me rephrase that. What is true with you is you love what you do. You love helping people, and it shows, you know, with the clients that you have and you help. And so I know you're a valuable member of the team there at Integrated Health Systems for sure.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I do love what I do.
Absolutely. Well, I do too, and I love doing this show with you. So, hey, I look forward to our next conversation.
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks for joining us. That's Lindsay Williams, Integrated Health Systems. Don't forget the webinar now, Tuesday, August 31st, 6 p.m. on discussing autoimmune disease. It's absolutely free. Just call the office, 303-781-5617, and they will get you the necessary information where you can join that free webinar. Thank you for joining us for Your Health Matters. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Steadman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.